Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one very beautiful malfooz with regard to students and ustads also, ke madrasa mein dakhil ho. Enter the madrasa for students to learn, to study, for ustads to teach, etc. Madrasa mein dakhil mat bano. But don't interfere in the matters of the madrasa. So students who come, as I explained, they stay here 5, 6 years, 8 years, whatever, to do their hibs, alim, mufti, and then they go away. The madrasa is running all the time, so they should come to take knowledge, to benefit. And the ustads also come, many ustads come, they leave, they go away to another madrasa, they go and do something else. So madrasa mein dakhil ho, madrasa mein dakhil mat bano. Don't interfere in the matters of the madrasa. That is a very important adab for students also and for ustads also of a madrasa, that they must not interfere in the matters of the madrasa. Also we take one great lesson that in Darul Uloom Dioban, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was the senior ustad and he was the Shaykhul Hadith. And as far as the politics of India was concerned at that time, he had the view that India and Pakistan must not separate. There mustn't be a Pakistan formed. It must remain one country, India. And at that time there wasn't Bangladesh also. This whole country must remain as one. However, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had another political view that Muslims should have their own country, Pakistan. So these were two different views, but amongst them they had great love for one another, respect for one another. That is not what we have to go into now. But Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was Mufti Azam of Pakistan. He was the Mufti of Deoband. And he was the murid and khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So in Deoband there were two views now. Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was of the view that Pakistan should not be formed. India must remain one country. And the Mufti of Deoband, Mufti Shafi Sahib, was of the view that Pakistan should be formed. Because of that, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh told Mufti Shafi Sahib, you resign from Darul Uloom. Because it is not right that in one madrasa there must be two views. So you don't stay there, you resign. So this is how important it is that there must be one thought, that the running of the madrasa must be in one way. There mustn't be different views, etc. Also, we gave the students the opportunity to voice their opinion with regard to the plug points at the end of the last term. And that was the first time, or rather very, very seldom in my life, that same night, I dream about Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, and he was very upset with me and he was brushing me aside. He didn't want me to come anywhere near him, which hardly happened ever in my lifetime. One time with Mufti Sahib it happened when he told me to start making zikr. And as you also are students, we were also young students, and I didn't like the idea, so I kept away. And when he met me, he reprimanded me severely that just because I told you you must make zikr, now you're keeping away from me. That was one time in my lifetime. And in my dream, this was the first time that he was so upset with me and he was brushing me aside. And I was wondering the whole day, what was it that I did that Mufti Sahib is so upset with me? The only thing I could come is I gave the students an opportunity to interfere in the matters of the madrasa. In other words, Mufti Sahib, who in his whole lifetime took a very keen interest in our Darul Uloom here and always guided us, gave us advice, himself would ask about the condition of the madrasa, that he felt this was not the right way to do. Don't let students interfere in the affairs of the madrasa. The next night again, I dream of my other ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib, who also, he had great love for me also, and we were very close also, and he also gave lot of duas for the madrasa. In fact, I told him, he was a great buzurg of great, great spiritual heights. There is also not the time to go into those details, but one time I told him that we must make dua for us, come to the Darul Uloom. He says, I'm always there. You don't see me, but I'm there. And he was of that spiritual level which Allah had blessed him. So anyway, but much less, he was also upset and was avoiding me, but much less. So from that also I learned that we should, that the students and even ustads must not interfere in the matters of the madrasa. That was all part of the introduction which we had discussed on Saturday. The next part which we will go on to is with regard to the various types of knowledge, what we call knowledge. Some we call knowledge, but actually it is not knowledge also. That in the world, with that inshallah, in our next discussion, we will discuss that. And then inshallah, the knowledge which is in our Darul Ulooms. And then our particular system which we got here, in our Darul Uloom here. So that you can understand and hopefully appreciate what Allah is putting in a plate ready for you just to have. And without you making any effort, what great food, biryani is being put in front of you, and what great strength and vitamins and energy there is in this. Hopefully that you can understand and then appreciate.